Regular meeting of Board of Directors, Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District is now in session. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Dr. Arigi, if you would be kind enough, sir.
Our flag is bright in color, brilliant in courage, and firm in faith. To thee, let us add our sincere pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In deference to Director Robinson, we'll dispense with the roll call. Adoption of the agenda? All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Public comment. We have one card for public comment. So anyone wishing to discuss items should do so now. The Board of Directors may allow additional input during the meeting. A 3-minute time limit on remarks is requested. There are cards like this in the back of the room. If you would be kind enough to fill them out. We do have one request to speak, and that is Mr. Millard. And he's a resident of the district here, constituent, and he wants to talk about item number 5 when we get to that point. And anybody else? If you do want to speak, then give it to Christy back in the back of the room. Moving on to item number 5. It's an action discussion item on consideration of the officers of the upper district. The item was placed on the board agenda request of Director Fellow. So we'll move to that.
I'd like to make a motion to table this item.
Second.
Okay.
That motion, if it has the primary motion, if your vote on it now is moved, this is taken off the agenda.
But do we give an opportunity for Mr. Millard to talk if he still wants to? I think we
can. Yes.
Mr. Millard, if you would like to address it on that, if you still want to talk about it.
Well, item 5 calls for the reorganization 3 years ago. This board commissioned the board strategic plan that we had in the fall of 2009. One of the things we pointed out is that the district was underutilized for the potential of the decade. And it seems like since that time, we've taken action that has taken the district in a more positive direction. It just surprised me that this mid-year reorganization is called, it gives the appearance that the district is once again following itself with political infighting. If there's no change in the voting staff, still takes 3 votes.
Okay, thank you. Well, we do have a motion and a second on the floor. Let's take a roll call vote, Mr. Chapman.
Director Wells?
No.
Director Fellow?
Yeah.
Director Chavez?
Yeah.
Director Reyes?
Yes.
Mr. Trino?
Yes. Okay. Now we move on to discussion regarding Upper District's draft fiscal year budget 2011-2012.
Mr. President, at the board's pleasure, we have a full presentation and the same presentation given to the administrative committee and the producers, of which 17 attended. We had a really good conversation with the producers about our district's budget. I'm prepared to go through that presentation at this time at the board's pleasure.
What is the board's pleasure?
That we move forward.
Okay. Everybody's comfortable with that? We'll move forward with the presentation.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, just quickly by schedule, what we have is, you can see we had a workshop with the producers, obviously, in May, presented to the administrative committee. And here we are today. In summary, reviewing this year, about a third of the way from the bottom, net reserve activity from operations. We are budgeted to be $1.3 million in the red, and this year, due to cost reductions and a little higher water sales of $1.5 million in the black. And see the breakdown of that, of the lines above. Capital expenditures are significantly less, $10.6 million in actual projected dollars for the fiscal year ending versus $29.7 million, largely due to deferring packages 3 and 4 to provide time to redesign those so they actually have a positive cost-benefit ratio relative to buying Tier 2 water from Metropolitan. That also triggered a delay in a payment, a significant payment to the city industry of $6.4 million. In essence, we're still going to be using current assets of about $4.4 million this year towards capital. Some of that pays for the retrofits, which the RO money, state grants, and loans don't pay for. But the majority of it is due to the cash lag from when we've expended the funds to when we'll actually recover them from the state revolving loan funds. So, in total, a budget with expenditure in the black, or excuse me, in the red, of about $5.5 million, the far left column at the very bottom. And today we'll partially offset that $4.4 million capital outlay and use about $2.9 million of current assets towards capital. The budget assumes imported water deliveries of 55,000 acre feet, 50,000 acre foot of replenishment, 5,000 acre foot of treated water sales, total uses of funds of almost $58 million. Purchase water cost is 6% at $26.5 million, or $1.53 million higher from the 2010-11 budget, partially due to volume and partially due to the rising metropolitan water rates. Operating expenses are 8% or a little over $500,000 lower than the current year, and those are operating expenses without the purchase water cost. The capital program is significant next year, and it's real. We're going to come pretty close, I feel, to hitting that $25 million expenditure, and that's our peak capital outlay for direct reuse. $6.4 million of that is a payment to the City of Industry for capacity in the major trunk line. Well, we have decreased the conservation program significantly from this year's budget, which was a very aggressive expenditure. We are increasing that significantly, both from what we were able to do on an actual basis last year, as well as what we're doing this year. And we'll use this coming year, as discussed at the Conservation Committee special meeting on the 9th, to transition towards outdoor water use from commercial, industrial, and indoor water use. Consulting services are down 26% or $1.4 million. Labor is up significantly, and we'll look specifically at that and what those drivers are. We went over the net gain or loss from operations, and for the budget year, we went over that for this year. Next year, we're projecting for this budget a net gain from operations of $1.84 million. That will be used to offset capital costs for the recycled water program as well. We have a decrease in of $220,000 due to the capital outlay. So that would be the actual use of funds as projected in the budget. Summarized here, net change in funds about the middle of this table from operations. There you see the changes from the budget to the projected actual this year to the budget for next year. Capital expenditures are shown there, as well as with the revenue. So you can see the second line from the bottom, the net change in fund balances due to the capital outlays, and the total change in fund balances there. Where's all this money going? Purchase water cost in the green makes up 46%. That's for the imported water. We have another slice there, working my way around clockwise. Purchase water cost for recycled water is about $360,000 from LA County Sanitation. Significant capital cost, about 39% for the recycled water program, as well as we have a little bit of capital in there for starting a stormwater program if the board elects to move forward with that. We've reserved some money to do that, and we'll be bringing a specific program before you in the fall. As well as we're still carrying about $2.5 million for the loans and grants that have already been entered into by the district, but our recycling operations, a significant chunk up there at 2% or $1.3 million in the dark blue. That's administrative, $1.92 million in green, $1.29 is water recycling costs. And that includes the $740,000 loan payment to state revolving loan funds. And then we have a significant outlay for both the water use efficiency program, another 3% plus dedication and outreach. Some of the major things to point out here, this is showing us the budget-to-budget changes, so this year's budget compared to the proposed budget for next year. Total purchase water costs, we discussed that increase of about 6%. The personnel costs, we're going to look at that in detail, up about 6%. Director expenses, flat, office and facilities, that does reflect the lease payment for the new location, which we expect to be in by July 11th. And then the offsetting reductions there under professional services, other capital, and administrative. You see the increase in the recycling program there for the loan payment, $740,000, and then some money for a stormwater program just to start to seed that and move that along. You can see the change, the decreased budget to budget in the water use efficiency, and this is just the component for the hard water savings, the quantifiable savings for specific devices that we help fund for installation. But as I noted earlier, this is an increase, a significant increase over what we're doing this year. Plus, it's a little higher than what we actually did in 2019 when we looked at that specifically. Education and outreach down budget to budget, but we'll look at that also up this year actuals to next year, as well as up 2009-10 actuals to this year. As I mentioned, operating costs without water purchases, we've been hard at work to control costs where we can, and that's down almost 8% or $500,000. And the total capital budget is about $5 million, 4.6 less than expected in this year's budget. Where's all this money going to come from? Water sales, the green 43% is simply the pass-through of the metropolitan rates. The recycled water is the recovery through the contracts that we have for water we sell to the groundwater producers that operate, maintain, and serve that water for us. We have the $70 an acre foot surcharge generating 7% or almost $4 million worth of revenue there in the purple at the bottom. Upper district standby charge just recently approved by the board that will offset the recycled water program costs of about $1.7 million. And the gross standby charge from Metropolitan, about $1.9, almost $2 million. We do have a significant inflow of funds, almost $17 million, which equates to an increase in debt. We'll have about $19 million, almost $20 million in debt by the end of next year to the State Revolving Loan Fund program. We have another almost $6 million in grants that are already funded. That will be coming in next year, both state and federal, and then some other income there, offsetting the need to raise the water rate. Again, just to emphasize, we all understand the volatility in the sales. Most pronounced here in the white is the recycled water, and we see that again this year where there's going to be a significant purchase just because of the availability of the water in the metropolitan system. Of note also, projected, we're looking at an assumption that that won't be available over the next 5 years, but as we move through the IRP, we'll put a sharper pencil to that. Total operating expenses here, driven, the volatility here is driven by those same purchased water costs. Big decrease from 2012 down to 13. There will be a ripple effect through the production in the basin. If we buy a lot of water this year, the replacement water obligation next year will be less. So most of that water that we'll be buying will obviously come from the water master, and over half of it will go into cyclic storage directly with the producers. So we have to anticipate that. There you see the component of our total operating costs, the purchased water cost, and just how volatile that is based on the volumes. Big increase that we've been talking about that really drove the rate increase, the water recycling program expenses. In 2012, you see that jump due to the state revolving loan fund payments, and then another increase in 2013.
capital costs, 2011, we had a very aggressive program there for water cycling budgeted. Did not come to fruition for a number of different reasons. And we're going to be at about $11 million. Next year is going to be a big year, though. And things are we're doing well with the recycled water program, and it's back on track. So we can expect this money to go out the door next year. I talked a bit already about water use efficiency program expenses. A very aggressive budget this year, 2011, relative to what we actually spent in 2010, about $1.6 million. And this is the hard dollar, hard quantifiable savings. You can see that we've pulled back considerably this year given the fiscal situation. And fortunately, you know, with the rain, we were lucky that that all worked out. And we're proposing in this budget to ramp back up to a little higher than the level we actually did in 2009-10 at $1.6 million and use this coming year to transition to outdoor water use. President Trevino, you asked the question, what kind of savings do we get from this? This is our cumulative water savings, almost 42,000 acre feet since the Upper District has been putting water towards active conservation measures. So since 1992, most of that in the green you can see is almost 70% or a little under 29,000 acre feet has come from residential, a significant portion, almost 30% from commercial, industrial, and institutional. And that white slice is what we're going to be focusing on expanding in this coming year, large landscape. The other component that the district invests heavily in is, of course, education and community outreach. Events like Waterfest are included in here. And this is where we do a lot of work with the purveyors, the COG, the economic partnership, and we're proposing to continue that and even increase that over actual 2010 levels and 2011 levels. Consulting expenses, of note here, this was a big area that we focused on this year to really reduce consulting expenses, get better value for our dollar, and transition more work to staff where it proves economical. Next year's costs, proposed costs, are lower than actuals in 2009-10, and more is being done. That would include the two pipeline package designs and construction and inspection at almost $2 million. An advanced treatment pilot project at about $450,000. The integrated resources plan, $235,000, and the water use efficiency master plan, $200,000. Staffing, the producers have expressed a strong concern about staffing. They're very concerned about the district labor costs. What we have here is, where's my laser? We need to get a new one. Staffing costs, actual about $1.5 million, proposed about $1.5 million in this year's budget, which included four new positions, an IT position, a conservation position, an outreach position, and an assistant general manager, which we did fill. Actual staffing costs are coming in at about $1.4 million. A couple drivers from that. This big drop here is due to not filling three of those positions and for only a partial year with the general manager and less than a partial year with a little over a partial year with myself and a half year with Raimundo. So when we look at this increase here, what are we actually spending to this significant amount of $2 million, a couple of drivers, that's a $630,000 increase, apologize for a small font, and that breaks down as follows. Three new positions, $390,000. This budget proposes a project engineer full-time, a half a full-time equivalent for conservation outreach, half a full-time equivalent for local community outreach, and a full-time equivalent for a management analyst accountant to support Evelyn. That's a significant dollar amount. As I discussed in the budget letter, given the board's concern expressed to me about labor costs, I intend to fill these positions if this budget is approved as either part-time or temporary labor until we can sort through some of the longer-term issues before us, particularly with the district's benefits. What you see here contributing $80,000 to the increase in our labor. And COLA and merit for existing staff is $30,000, as well as when you adjust for a full year with Lumundo and I, $130,000 there. So that makes up the $630,000 increase. Significant change in our budget. Looking at why we would propose to do that, the project engineer, compared to on a dollar per hour basis, fully loaded salaries and benefits, versus what we're paying for consulting services for that equivalent work, that generates an annual savings of about $108,000. And the administrative analyst or accountant generates an annual savings of about $49,000. And compared to conservation outreach, backing off more on our communications, dependence on our communications consultant, and doing more of that in-house as the board has expressed the desire to do, saves about $142,000 over the course of the whole year. So those three positions combined for ongoing work that I don't see going away long term generates a net savings of $300,000 a year. Basis for the proposal. So in summary, we're going to benefit from hot water sales, but we have to be cognizant of the volatility of that sales base and reserve some of that money because sales in 2013 will necessarily drop. We are going to add over $17 million in debt and use about $2 million in cash next year. I mentioned this ripple effect here. As this extra water comes into the basin and the producers buy it now and produce it later, they will necessarily offset their replacement water obligation and reduce our sales in the future. That's a good thing, though. I'd always rather have water in my boat now than count on maybe later. Conservation, a comparable expenditure to last year, but again, a shifting of gears and a focus on outdoor water use. That's where the new savings are. We talked at length about the volatility of water sales. Long term, as we move forward and come out of the IRP and come together with the producers on opportunities to finance capital projects that they're willing to support financially, then we'll have to have a conversation with our customers about our revenue base. We've reduced consulting by relying on more on staff and working closer with our consultants, and also proposing to add three key staff positions next year. We need to address our benefit costs specifically, and that needs to be a whole package and a workshop that I'll bring to the board in the fall. Particularly, I'm concerned about perhaps needing to bring forward a two-tier package now that we're going to add three staff. The board supports doing that. And even as a small entity, this is a large number. Our other post-employment benefits for retiree health care, there's an unfunded actuarial liability of $3 million. This budget does not reserve any money to begin funding that. When I come back in the fall with a complete package on managing labor costs, I will bring forward a proposal to deal with this issue. And that concludes the presentation.
Mr. Chairman. A couple of questions. If you remember, I was very aggressive and adamant and passionate about bringing down consulting costs. That was my mantra to you when you got hired. You've done a good job. But it wasn't all, you know, because it's not something you did alone. You did it under the guidance of the board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't give the board, you didn't acknowledge the board driving in that direction. The post-employment benefit situation, we talked about the medical care for retirees. That was discussed in the committee. So you didn't bring this to the table. It was brought to your attention, and we both worked on it. The two-tier system, which you've taken sole credit for, was also brought to your attention, because Metropolitan's considering it. That was brought to your attention in the admin committee meeting. So I hope that you will consider noting that this is a team effort. That it's not just you driving it, it's the board. That's all.
Okay.
One last thing. Oh, one last thing. What is your plan to bring the debt under control? You stated that that's the concern you have. What's your plan for that?
Well, the only lever to reduce that amount of debt would be to pull back on the investment in the recycled water program. And there's two options there. One is to not move forward with package 3 and 4. Another would be to only move forward with one of those packages. Mm-hmm. And that would certainly do that. And the board will have an opportunity to make that decision when we bring those forward for construction.
So that's one part of your plan. Are we going to have something in writing from you regarding that for the plans?
Certainly, I can provide that.
Okay. Mr. Robinson?
I'm going to dissent on the budget. My reasons are threefold. I don't disfavor our cutting way back on consultants, but I don't think the case has been made for adding three new staff positions. Those consultants we haven't had on board for a long time. I would just assume we eliminate the consultation and forego increasing staff. That put us in a better position on post-employment benefits. And I believe we should emphasize water use efficiency programs even more than we are in this year's budget. The state law has to be complied with by 2010, and in case the basin sees 189 again before it sees 250, I just assume that we focus a lot more effort on community conservation projects that save real water. I think the staff is already aware of my bias in that area. Also, I believe we wasted $1 million by entering into a 5-year lease. I hope we'll be back in these facilities very soon. We own the facilities, and entering into a 5-year lease was a bad move as far as I'm concerned. For those three reasons, the labor costs and the 5-year lease and the other item I mentioned, so I'm going to be dissenting on the budget.
Thank you. Who would ask the conservation communications person that full or part?
Anything else? What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Let's have a roll call, Mr. Chapman.
Mr. Ross.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Moving on to director's comments, starting on this end with Director Chavez.
None, Mr. President.
Director Robinson.
The operating safe yield recommendation that was given to Water Master was adopted this year. I was heartened by that decision. Sometimes operating safe yield planning feeds into drought risk management planning, and sometimes, which didn't happen this year, if the engineer's recommendation gets ignored for perhaps the short-term profit benefits of the entities who profit more from having a different operating safe yield, then you end up with a increased drought risk management problem. So perhaps our experience that we got out of because of sheer luck, perhaps we've all learned from that, and we can learn our lesson and go forward. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say I think this annual report is very good. I thought too. I also just wanted to mention one thing. I've been very disheartened by these stories dealing with Central Basin on the front pages of the Los Angeles Times. I think these stories make the whole water industry look bad. And I hear, turn on the radio, and they're talking about it. One comment was, you know, all these water boards are crooks. And I just want to say, I don't ever want to see Upper District on the front page of any newspaper with those types of issues. Thank you.
I have no comments. Mr. General Counsel.
Mr. Chair, we do have no closed session today. Although it is agendized, we do not need to convene today.
Okay. We're going to be holding a return to a July 5th meeting. Is that
a
regular meeting?
A regular business meeting.
So we're not having any kind of special meeting or anything like that at all.
Is that going to be here?
I understand. Is there a special meeting next Tuesday? Or a committee meeting next Tuesday?
That's what I was told that
we can certainly do that. We have plenty of time.
I owe the board a report on a closed session item, and I was hoping to do that next Tuesday.
Can we call a special meeting?
Yes, of course. Please note that.
Whatever is convenient.
The preference of the board, morning or evening.
Well, what's the board's pleasure? I mean, let's just make a decision right now. And what, morning or evening or what?
I'm fine with either.
I'm fine with either.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Evening. I vote for evening.
Evening's fine.
Tuesday 6:30.
Tuesday 6:30 then.
Yep.
Okay. You'll send the notes, right?
There are some business items that I could bring forward to that meeting as well. Including the project labor agreement and the stress IRP.
Okay, cool.
So I could ask for
okay, that's fine.
What item?
Very good. Well, is there any other business to conduct, gentlemen? Seeing none, I'll just adjourn or motion to adjourn.
So moved.